Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I am Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Thursday, the 21st of May, 2026 at 9:27 Israel time, 6:27 UTC. Hezbollah drone strikes wound 10 IDF soldiers as Knesset advances dissolution and Iran reviews US proposal. May 21st, 0627 UTC, 0927 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line off front, Hezbollah drone attacks wounded 10 Israeli soldiers in southern Lebanon on May 20, including the commander of the 401st Armored Brigade, who was seriously hurt, and a combat photographer from the IDF spokesperson's unit. The Knesset voted 110-0 to advance a bill dissolving parliament, moving Israel closer to early elections. And Iran confirmed it is reviewing a US proposal on nuclear talks delivered via Pakistani mediators, while President Trump said negotiations are in final stages and warned of further attacks if no deal is reached. Across the regional picture, Hezbollah claimed responsibility for multiple drone and rocket attacks on Israeli troop concentrations in Debel, Hadatha, Al-Bayada, and Rashaf. The first drone struck forces from the 601st Combat Engineering Battalion, seriously wounding a female soldier and moderately wounding an officer and two others. Three more were lightly hurt. In a second attack, the brigade commander and three additional soldiers were moderately wounded. BBC Verify reports Hezbollah has increased its use of small FPV drones, including fiber optic controlled systems, to evade Israeli defenses and has geolocated 35 such strike videos since late March. The IDF struck a Hezbollah weapons site located in a clinic, while Lebanon's health ministry reported 19 people killed in Israeli strikes across the south, pushing the Lebanese death toll since March past 3,073. Israeli media also quoted senior officers saying there are many challenges on the Lebanese front and that either the leadership allows them to operate or they withdraw. In Iran, the foreign ministry dismissed speculation that Foreign Minister Abbas Araki would travel to New York, describing it as a routine diplomatic engagement linked to a UN Security Council meeting initiated by China. On the ceasefire track, Trump and Prime Minister Netanyahu held a tense call, with Axios reporting that Netanyahu's hair was on fire over the US approach. Iran's public stance remains that it will not surrender, though it signaled willingness to review US ceasefire terms. Moving to Gaza, new satellite images show a wall being built along the so-called yellow line. Israel's High Court rejected a petition by NGOs against new security regulations requiring aid groups to provide information on their employees, ruling the requirement has a clear security purpose. And far-right Knesset member Tzvi Sukkot is pushing to expand a bill establishing a West Bank Antiquities Authority so that its jurisdiction also applies to Gaza, despite professional opposition. In the West Bank, Israeli settlers burned vehicles, sprayed racist graffiti, and installed caravans near Palestinian communities. IDF Duvdevan commandos arrested two wanted Palestinians in separate operations, including one suspect accused of planning an imminent attack. Israeli forces stormed eastern areas of Nablus and abducted Ahmed Tweigat, director of the Medid Association, from the Askar al-Balad area. Separately, a 25-year-old man from Jerusalem was indicted on rare charges for a Jewish terror attack targeting Palestinians in the West Bank. On the multilateral track, the US Treasury Department lifted sanctions on Francesca Albanese, the UN Special Rapporteur for the Occupied Palestinian Territory, who had been sanctioned for advocacy against Israel's actions in Gaza. The Global Sumud Land Convoy called on East Libyan authorities to honour coordination commitments and grant the humanitarian mission safe passage. And 137 UN nations-backed Hormuz protection measures, though no further details were provided. Moving to the analysis, first the trend. The operational tempo on the Lebanon front is accelerating, with Hezbollah inflicting the highest single-day IDF casualties since the current escalation began. The wounding of a brigade commander and a combat photographer in separate precision drone strikes marks a qualitative shift from the previous week's pattern of rocket barrages and sporadic anti-tank guided missile fire. Hezbollah's adoption of fiber optic FPV drones is now producing battlefield effects that challenge IDF force protection. The Knesset dissolution vote adds a domestic political accelerant, potentially compressing the timeline for military decision making. Compared to the prior 7 days, the trend is one of intensifying tactical friction with strategic implications. On the information environment, Hezbollah is successfully framing the drone strikes as a demonstration of its ability to penetrate IDF defenses and target senior commanders, amplifying the narrative through Al-Manar TV and Telegram channels. The IDF's framing, acknowledging the casualties while emphasizing operational continuity, is being undercut by Israeli media reports of officer discontent. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest around Iranian involvement. While Hezbollah claims indigenous drone capability, the sophistication of the fiber optic systems points to Iranian technical support, a link neither Hezbollah nor Iran is foregrounding. The US-Iran negotiation narrative is being pushed by both Washington and Tehran, but the Lebanon battlefield reality is creating a parallel, escalatory track that neither side fully controls and the synthesis. The convergence of Hezbollah's tactical drone success, the Knesset dissolution, and the fragile US-Iran talks creates a window where Israel may feel compelled to escalate in Lebanon to restore deterrence before elections constrain its options. The wounding of a brigade commander is a political as much as a military event, and Netanyahu's government, facing electoral uncertainty, cannot afford to appear passive. A plausible counter-reading is that the drone strikes are a calibrated Hezbollah response to IDF operations and do not signal a broader escalation. However, the targeting of a brigade commander suggests a deliberate effort to impose costs that alter Israeli decision-making, making restraint less likely. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual-lens predictions. First check Sentinel. One SAR imagery of southern Lebanon, Orbit 21 descending pass around 3:30 PM UTC on May 21st. For evidence of IDF artillery positions near Debel and Hadatha following the drone strikes. Second, monitor the Telegram channel Bint J. Bell News posting cadence for claims of additional Hezbollah FPV drone strikes on IDF concentrations in the next 24 hours. Third, track flight radar 24 for unusual Iranian military cargo flights, for example, IRGC-affiliated Puya Air, between Tehran and Damascus over the next 48 hours. Now, looking at the same indicators through a status quo lens, within 48 hours, the IDF will conduct airstrikes on Hezbollah drone infrastructure in southern Lebanon, with the IDF spokesperson confirming the targets. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through May 28 with no resumption of direct kinetic exchange, and the Knesset will pass the dissolution bill in its final reading by May 25, triggering early elections. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, Hezbollah will conduct a cross-border ground infiltration attempt into northern Israel within 72 hours, exploiting IDF distraction from the drone strikes with low confidence. The US will launch a limited strike on Iranian drone production facilities in Syria before May 24, citing the threat to Israel with low confidence. And Iran will withdraw from the nuclear talks and resume 60% enrichment within 1 week, citing US bad faith. That concludes this SITREP. For more, visit citraisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_CTREPs. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.